Let us stand and let us read together the gospel for today. Jesus said to the disciples, "About the day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. The hymn which we are now going to sing is just an absolutely wonderful hymn. It's a brand new one to me, but I also was singing this one in the office on Monday. 253, He Came Down. This now, which are what? He, that we might have what? Okay, that He came down that we might have love, light, peace, and joy. Okay, I don't know, we even need the piano for this. Huh? Let's try it without her. He came down. Wait, we don't need it, we don't even need our books. Don't, you can close your books. You know this now. He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. Hallelujah, forevermore love. He came down that we may have love. Did we just sing that one? Okay, then we'll do light. He came down that we may have light. He came down that we may have light. He came down that we may have light. Hallelujah, forevermore peace. He came down that we may have peace. He came down that we may have peace. He came down that we may have peace. Hallelujah, forevermore. You know, in the first service, we all got in the aisle, and we all filled the whole aisle up, and we all held hands. And somebody said, "Oh, wait till Wally Swanson comes. He's not going to like that." What? Yeah. So, stay where you are, but hold someone's hands. Joy. He came down that we may have joy. He came down that we may have joy. He came down that we may have joy. Hallelujah forevermore. when I was in Tanzania, I would sit in my house. Of course, there was no electricity. It'd be late at night, dark, and out of nowhere would come these wonderful songs from our students, a couple hundred of them in their dormitories. They would be singing for maybe an hour, and they'd put me to sleep singing stuff like this. One more, joy. He came down that we may have joy. He came down that we may have joy. He came down that we may have joy. Alleluia, forevermore. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. From the epistle text, one line, the night is far gone. And from the gospel text, one line, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. These are thy holy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth, for thy word is eternal truth. Amen. We believe that Jesus is God's Son. Right? It's something we believe. It's not something we can prove. Okay? We believe that Jesus lived, died, and was raised from the dead. It's something we believe, but it's not something we can prove. We believe Jesus ascended into heaven. It's something we believe, but it's not provable. We believe that Jesus will someday return to this earth. It's something we believe. It's not something we can prove. We believe that Jesus is coming to the earth again will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. It's something we believe, and it's something that when it happens will be provable. But until then, all the stuff we believe as Christians is believed by what we call faith. Right? Faith. On Christmas Eve, our church will be packed to the gills. Right? And I'll thank God for everyone who's here, because their presence, even if it's only on Christmas Eve, or maybe again on Easter, the fact that they've shown up says something about what they believe. Non-believers may get excited about Christmas and Christmas presents, but in my opinion, non-believers don't get turned on by a Christmas Eve service and show up for something they don't believe in. There's something there because they've come. A few Christmas Eves ago, I was in a pew, like you are, very much into our pastor's sermon, in which he set out to prove the Jesus story. No doubt aiming his sermon at the infrequent worshipers present, assuming that they were non-believers. trying to impress upon them the authenticity of the historical Jesus in hopes that by rational means, the unbelievable story of Jesus, through reason, could be made believable. He did so by citing Old Testament prophecies that we believe are fulfilled in the New Testament by the coming of the Messiah, by Jesus, and in so doing was appealing to our sense of reason. This rational approach to that which is irrational circumvents the core and essence of Christianity, that we can't rationally prove anything. We can only believe it. Our son, who is not a churchgoer, was sitting there beside me on that Christmas Eve that I refer to. I took a visitation card from the pew in front of me, like we have in our pews, and one of the pencils, and wrote, "Sounds like he's trying to prove the historical Jesus." And I gave it to him. He wrote back 3 words. "This non-going church son of ours wrote back, it's by faith." This first Sunday in Advent, we are confronted with one of the basic tenets of Christianity, that Jesus Christ is one day going to come back. Probably not like he did the first time, as a babe in a manger, born of a virgin, but who knows? We know neither how nor when. The only clue is that he'll come like a thief in the night. As much as I believe it, if it happens during my lifetime here on earth, no doubt it'll be the most unbelievable, believable event in history, making Jesus' virgin birth, or his resurrection, or his ascension, small peanuts in comparison to the burial places of all humanity around the entire globe, which at Jesus' second coming will become the greatest dance floor ever conceived. Bedlam at the cemeteries. Think about it. Resurrection. Pandemonium at columbariums and catacombs. Mayhem at countless unknown places where ashes have been strewn of our loved ones. Imagine it. The resurrection of all humanity. Can you envision that? My son said, "It's by faith. It's by faith." Since a child, I've confessed my faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. These words, "He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead." It's beyond reason. It's beyond this. It goes beyond rational thought. An alive Jesus in the midst of the greatest dance ever danced. The resurrection dance. Can you see it? Can you feel it? I had a close buddy in college. He was a Norwegian Lutheran guy, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. He was pre-sem like I was, majoring in philosophy. He embarrassingly recalled his first encounter with his professor, Dr. Hong, who asked Carl in their first class meeting, "Mr. Homan, what is truth?" What a question. He set this student up. Poor Carl. Poor Carl. With all his powers of reason, wanting to win the acceptance of his professor, he attempted to answer in philosophical language and thought the unanswerable philosophical question, what is truth? Upon graduation, Carl said, "I wish I had majored in English like you. I majored in philosophy, and no less now than when I began." Which, in itself, is a great assessment of just how much he had learned. Because, the more you know, you got it, the more you know, the more you know about what you don't know. Right? Anyway, back to where I was going. That's an aside. Some things go beyond where my head will take it. Beyond reason. Some things can only be handled by faith. Like the question, what is truth? And the text we're dealing with today is one of those things that can only be handled by faith. That Jesus is coming again. And that we'd better be ready. Coming to judge those who are still living and those who have preceded us in death. If we try to figure that out with our heads, reason stumbles and fails. My kid said, "It's only by faith." Listen to how the Apostle Paul, perhaps, would have answered the question, what is truth? I'm reading from 1 Thessalonians 4. "But we would not have you ignorant concerning those who are asleep," in other words, those who have passed on, "that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope." Something you know, not something that you wish. "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord," Paul says, "that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord." So what is truth? So what is truth? It's the Jesus story. It's the only truth there is. It's the Jesus story. It's the resurrection story. It's the Jesus loves me story. That's what truth is. If he had to do it over again, Carl said, the only way one can define truth is not the rational way to try to explain the irrational. The only way is the faith way. So what is truth? Truth is the Jesus story. The only truth there is. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Huh? There's truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. That's my answer. That's our answer. That's what our hope is built upon. Jesus's statement during his lifetime that I am the truth and that the truth is coming back someday. I have two choices. To try to prove the authenticity of Jesus or to simply believe it. That's my choice. My non-going to church son said, the only way that you can make sense of it is by faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to grow in our commitment to believe through the gift that you have given to us, the gift of faith. For my reason and my strength, I cannot, by my reason or strength, Martin Luther said, I cannot believe or come by my reason or strength. But the Holy Spirit has called us and gathered us, enlightened us, and sanctified us in the one true faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious gift of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. I came that you might have faith. I came that you might have faith. I came that you might have faith. Hallelujah, forevermore. I came that I might have faith. Ye came that I might have faith. He came that I might have faith. Hallelujah. Forevermore. Let us together confess our